This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run.
But there was a reason. It was because of Running Flat Radio. Chris Uzinski and Kelly Steele from the Windsor Star. Welcome to Running Flat Radio on a chilly evening here in the Great Lakes region. If you're unfamiliar with Running Flat Radio, it is a show completely and utterly about endurance, mostly running. And, you know, it's amazing the amount of people that... we were at a pub run recently that the Running Factory puts on. It's, I don't know what it was, their 21st annual or 22nd annual. It's been a long time. I know. I think we've been at it at least a decade or so. And it was nice to get out there with a lot of the local runners and getting a lot of feedback about the show, you know, that they listen or they download. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks are downloading. So, you know, if you're listening to us on iTunes, thanks for the download and check out all the other episodes.
I mean, well, we're at, what, 39 now?
39. Woohoo. Episodes. And talking about episodes, on today's show, we're going to talk to Jeremy Barton, who is a local Amherstburg runner, and talk about his quest. And the reason why I call it a quest is because he's run or potentially going to run 1,000 kilometers this year in local events.
What I love the most is that he logs them all down. I love the spreadsheets. So, I think that's awesome.
So we will talk to Jeremy Barton a little bit later on the show, but we got so much to talk about. In a couple weeks, we have Kevin Hansen in studio joining us, talking about everything running
that
you can imagine, right? So we're going to talk about the Hansen's running method. Obviously, we're going to talk about winter running, the gear, you know, that fantastic incubator experiment of Hansen's running, about putting elite athletes all together into a house, and you know, the early days of, you know, when they had Brooks and the bus and all kinds of stuff like that. So we'll get all those stories. Looking forward to it.
You know, and it's cool. The first time I ever heard of Hansen's happened to be, it was Runner's World. I did a big feature on him, and they had the big, but the whole thing, they had the big bus and everything. And I remember just thinking it was really cool. So I started to read it. Then I couldn't believe that it was just across the river.
Just
right?
Across the river.
Which is very cool. That's something that kind of unique is happening there.
So he's going to join us in a couple of weeks. So I'm really looking forward to that. Next week, we're going to announce the finalists for the Canada Day medals. So,
Hints?
Well, I can't tell you, but we'll announce that next week. So we had Dawn Cherry on a couple weeks ago, and Dawn is one of the three finalists for Canada Day. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, we do a fantastic event called the Canada Day Race, and it's just red and white everywhere. But what's wonderful about the event is it has an open source medal that's the only one of its kind in the world. So you as a runner would go through the registration process, and as you're checking out the registration process on Race Roster that we use, you would check off one of the three people that you would want to see on this year's medal. Dawn Cherry being one of them. Mm-hmm. The other two, I won't tell you for another week.
I'm probably not going to sleep this week coming up now wondering who they are.
Oh, boy, look out.
I'm very excited. I love the pick.
So what's going to happen is, as you check out, you also make a recommendation of who you want on the following year's medal. Mm-hmm. We take all those names in November, tally them up, come up with the top three, and then open up registration with those top three people again. And it just kind of perpetuates
the choices
itself
are great. Like,
again.
I'm amazed the people that are getting picked. I love it.
Like Rusty the Rooster?
That's still my favorite. And their friendly giant.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Finnegan and Casey, they were also nominated. But we've had some fantastic nominations as well, like Rush, for instance. And, you know, Jim Carrey. We've had a number of fabulous nominees on there. It's just, who are the vote getters? So we tally them all up. We get down to the top three. And now we're getting down to brass tacks. Mm-hmm. We're going to open up registration beginning of December, next week, for Canada Day along with that. So really excited about that. Le Chocolat. So Running Flat produces a number of events. I think we have 15 events we're producing in calendar year 2015. Le Chocolat is open right now for May 3rd, 2015. It is our Mother's Day primer event, which means it's the weekend before Mother's Day, because if you did anything on Mother's Day, it's like the kiss of death, right? I mean, you're not going to get any moms out, and you're not going to get any volunteers out, and you know, without volunteers and moms, you really don't have an event.
Yep.
So Le Chocolat is open. It's been pretty brisk for registration. We did announce this week our two hotel sponsors, Caesars Windsor and the Holiday Inn Downtown, and they're both listed on the registration form as well, and their rates and all the links to their rooms and registrations. So check them out. What's amazing about Le Chocolat to me, a couple of things. One is the amount of foreigners in this event is paling to the local people. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, but look at the stuff you're offering.
Yeah.
Chocolate. Wine.
Chocolate.
My favorite, the firefighters. There's three really big things when
a chocolate-inspired medal.
I love that. Your medals are awesome.
But we're not going to release the medal until late January. It's just what we do. Yeah. We just like to kind of pace out the announcements. And so we'll announce it is obviously a big commercial chocolate brand inspired medal. It's really cool. So the wine, let's just talk about that just for 1 second, because people keep asking me, do we always have, yeah, everyone gets this wine. As long as you're 19 years of age and older, you get a 3-liter box of wine that's shaped like a purse. It comes in Merlot, or it comes in Chardonnay, it comes in red and white. Mm-hmm. Those are two choices upon registration. And we are the only event in North America that gives away that volume of wine.
That's a great giveaway.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. So what's amazing is from the people from New York and Colorado and everyone else who's registered that's American coming into Windsor, mm-hmm. we've had this huge influx from Kamoka, Ontario.
Kamoka, near London.
Kamoka. I think the entire town and municipality of Kamoka has registered for this event. And if any more of them register, we're going to have to move the event to Kamoka.
Well, maybe they have the Kamoka Running Club.
It's like this new running mecca. It really is. So cheers to the folks in Kamoka. Thanks for your support. Thanks for coming down. Looking forward to meeting y'all and having a great run.
You have the little southern drawl there,
y'all. You bet. Well, it's Kamoka. They're like a rural town, right?
True.
Trying to make them feel like they're at home. Anyway, a couple other really big announcements that we're going to make. You know what? I'll make those right after these messages. You're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW.
Heading to the U.S. for some Black Friday shopping? Now you can use your phone just like you do at home. Introducing Roam Like Home. Now your Share Everything plan covers the U.S. for just $5 a day when roaming. To enroll, text TRAVEL to 222. Roam on with Rogers.
When the number one promotions team in Windsor, Essex is at an event, you know it's got to be a good one. Here's where they'll be next.
Join the A-Team from 9 till 1 at Tecumseh Mall on Black Friday. They open at 8 a.m. Get there early for doorbuster deals and hourly giveaways. Plus, ARMS will broadcast the Noon Report live. Be sure to bring new, unopened toys or cash donations for Sparky's Toy Drive. Shop, save, and give back at Tecumseh Mall.
To find out where the A-Team will be next, visit am800cklw.com.
It's back. It's black. It's the Black Friday sales event. 7 huge days at your Ram truck retailer. Don't pay for 90 days and get $500 bonus cash, plus total discounts up to $10,000. And right now, finance a 2014 Ram 1500 and SXT Quad Cab 4x4 for only $147 bi-weekly at 3.99%. But hurry, Black Friday all ends November 28th. See your Ram truck retailer today.
With the Lotto 649 guaranteed $1 million prize, they're on the rise. Millionaires. More and more every week. They could be teachers, cooks, grandmothers. They're at work, in the gym, maybe even in your neighborhood. Lotto 649. Now with the guaranteed $1 million prize every draw. Somebody's going to win. It could be you. The next jackpot is an estimated $21 million.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. Tonight, mainly cloudy and a low of minus 5. Tomorrow, cloudy, a 40% chance of flurries late in the afternoon, a high of 2. Wednesday night, cloudy again, 40% chance of flurries and a low of minus 2. Thursday, more clouds, a 40% chance of flurries and a high of 1. Once again, mainly cloudy tonight and a low of minus 5. Cloudy tomorrow, 40% chance of flurries late in the afternoon and a high of 2.
If you're considering investments in the Canadian marketplace, then you'd be remiss not to consider
Best Buy's Black Friday sale. With fantastic markdowns on the greatest tech, you'll find amazing prices store-wide.
So, if you're serious about seriously investing in yourself, do not miss it.
Best Buy's Black Friday sale starts this Friday. Hurry in for crazy door crasher deals and hot prices on perfect gifts. Most stores open early this Friday. See bestbuy.ca.
The afternoon news.
When it comes to news, I try to be on top of events.
Local news matters to me the most.
Weekdays 3 till 6 on AM 800.
Looking to start running? Strap on a pair of comfortable shoes. Now put one foot in front of the other and keep going. It's that easy. This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Uzinski and Kelly Steele from the Windsor Star. So, you know, we were talking about Le Chocolat. Before we went to the break, a couple things that we are doing within registration within the next couple of weeks that you'll start seeing. Two things. One is Running Flat Fuel, RF Fuel, and Running Flat Repair, which is an infinite product that we have private labeled that we've kind of customized the taste and of course the appearance, because it is pink lemonade is the flavor of our product for nutrition, and we use beetroot for the coloring, so it's all natural and it's an awesome product.
So that way too, that people don't throw the infinite over their head thinking it's water.
Correct. That was the reason why we colorized.
I've done that before.
Correct. Yeah, because infinite's like that. So what's really unique about the product is we will be able to actually sell you some, so you can train with it on the checkout, in the checkout process of registration on Race Roster.
And that's such an important thing, because sometimes on race day, especially if you're doing a full marathon and you start putting something in your body that you're not used to ever taking, stuff can happen. So that's smart that you can buy it ahead of time and train your body with it.
So we all this year have worked with the RF Fuel and RF Repair. And the reason for it was we really wanted to kind of test drive it out on the course, got amazing feedback from our athletes and all the runners and walkers. They love the taste, love the product. So we're really happy with it. So now it's time that we actually launch it in package form and start selling it. And that way you can actually train with it and then race with it on our courses. So look for that in the next week or so. Okay. It'll also be in your email blast that we send out on Sunday, Mondays, you know, where we talk about the radio show and what's happening at all the other events. Mm-hmm. And one other thing. There's been a large number of men who've been calling me.
It is that time of year.
Yeah, it is that time of year. And they're calling and they're saying, yo, what can I get my wife? Mm-hmm. Who's a runner, who loves your events, you know, but not all of your races are open. Yeah. So what can we do? So gift cards from Running Flat are coming out.
That's a great idea.
So look for that announcement. Next week, we'll have Running Flat gift cards where you can actually buy for your loved one a gift card, and then they can redeem it for any one of the races that they want to use it for.
It's a very healthy gift.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
It does. It does.
The Running Flat gift that keeps on giving. And we will be offering that early next week, I think, is when they're actually going to get delivery of them, and we'll work them all out. So
Great idea.
Watch for that in your newsletter mailbox. Jeremy is with us today, and I think, you know, the Amherstburg Running Club, which I'm a member of, I do show up every once in a while. I'm not as faithful as you or David would like me to be, but those of you, you know, who are out there and thinking of running, join a local running club. It's a wonderful way to meet new friends, get out, be in your community, support local businesses, and really kind of find that that interaction between the runners where, you know, they kind of edge each other on. And you know, you've got lots of examples of that, too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So Jeremy's joining us as we talk about his quest. Jeremy Barton is on a quest. Let me see these numbers because I got to put my old man glasses on. The numbers are, they kind of speak for themselves. You have completed this year, starting from January 22nd, you have completed 64 races.
Correct.
In the local community. And you have, on top of 64 events, you've completed, how many miles is that?
It is 920.7 kilometers.
Right.
Like I mentioned before, I love in our hands, we have spreadsheets of every race with the distance, with the date, which is, this is so cool that you actually track this and keep track of all this. That's amazing. And even your age group wins and your times. Yep. Pretty impressive.
So we've got here that you're trying to get to 71 units, 71 races this year before December 31st.
Correct.
And you want to complete 1,002 kilometers, 1,002.7 kilometers by the end of this year.
Yeah. And my goal at the beginning of the year was to do 1,000 kilometers and 52 races.
Okay. Why?
Just, you asked me this Saturday
night. I know I did.
And I could not answer it then. It is just something that was, I believe, to be an achievable goal that was above the bar for a goal.
Now, were you a crazy runner before?
No.
So it just started this year?
No. My running, I started running when I was 32. I'm 42 now. In the first eight years of running, I did 9 races.
Well, you're making up for it now.
Last year, I did 15 races. And yeah, I've kind of eclipsed that for this year.
So how's the body feel after all these races?
It is starting to feel a bit worn because the races are, sometimes I have 3 races in one weekend, one right after the other.
Yeah. Dude, how do you run 64 races? I mean, I see some of them are multiple discipline within the same race, but some are multi-race weekends.
Well, correct. Look at the creme. The creme's...
It was 4 races in 2 days.
Yeah.
And that was actually, Friday night was the Michigan Mile, which me and a few of the Amherstburg runners actually went to Flint and did, because you get a Michigan M medal.
That's
for the
cool.
Michigan Mile. And then the next day was the 10 mile, 8K and 5K, and usually you can't sign up for more than 2 races. I've been at the Kona runs in Plymouth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to enter another race because I can't do it online. And they're going, what? You want to do 3 races in one day?
Would you do the kids dash?
Oh, don't bring that one up. That unfortunately did occur once. And I did win.
And I see from your times here, it's not like you're running these slow either. These are some good times as well.
Yeah. The winter months, for instance, I did one in Novi, and it was minus 22 and had freshly snowed and they hadn't plowed the roads.
Awesome.
And there were 3,900 people doing the run. That was a treacherous one. So, yeah, I wasn't going for time there. I was going for survival.
Yeah, I imagine.
So let's take a look at this list, because we've got a couple minutes here to actually go through some of these events. You started off your event year. What do you want to call this year, by the way?
I haven't thought of anything to call it.
All right. Well, maybe by the end of the show, we'll actually coin it for you.
All right.
So you started with the Loring Tri Clinic, which is a 30K.
We ended up doing, in all, 30K worth of running. Swimming, the distance was roughly 30K. Swimming, running outside along the riverfront, and then doing a spin class.
And then you went to the Super 5K out in Novi, and then one of Gary's Three Stooges races.
Yep.
The other trail one, which is the 4K. And then the hypothermic half in Sarnia on February 9th, which I remember last year's February 9th. It was
It was minus 22.
Not pretty. Not pretty. And you did that the day after you did the trail run.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden you take a jaunt down to Tampa Bay, Florida.
Yep.
For what's that, the special?
It was a special ops Spartan obstacle course race.
Okay.
And it was actually done in the Tampa Buccaneers stadium.
Okay. Oh,
that's and
they
cool.
Yeah, they actually use the stadium as part of the obstacle.
Nice.
And I go down to Florida. My parents reside there. They're snowbirds.
Okay.
And so I take the time to go down there, and then if I can do races in the warm, I can do races in the warm.
Yeah, which means you polished off a couple halves while you're down there. I mean, you did the Gasparilla.
Yep.
Half. You did the Mud Dogs half. Oh, and
No, that was back in
Michigan. Yeah, yep. No, you did the Edison
5K, which has been around for a long time.
Right.
They actually have that one is roughly about, I think, 4,000 people do that one. And you run against Kenyans, and it's a really neat event. And everybody's up because they have a Festival of Lights parade.
Right.
So everybody that's around, you're getting cheered on the whole length of the parade route, which is what you run, which is very inspiring when you have spectators cheering you on and they don't know you.
So it's a multiple loop?
It's one loop.
Okay.
2.5.
Now, did you sit down ahead of time and plan the year out, or was this past year just kind of take it as it went?
Yeah, I would add to the list as races came available. Oh, I want to do that one. Oh, I have that weekend free. But the other reason I wanted to do this list, actually I started to need to do this list, is because I had future booked races. Mm-hmm. For instance, December in May. Am I going to remember on the spot that somebody else in my running group is, do you want to go and do this race? And then I can commit to it. And then I've double booked.
Yeah, like Jeremy, obviously in the group, was the guy that you'd go, hey, do you want to do this? And he would say, yep.
Yeah. Although looking at this, I don't think double booked would be a problem for you. It seems to be a lot of double booked here.
You have been listening to Running Flat Radio. We got to take a break for the news, and we'll be back right after these messages.
The information you live around, drive around, and plan around.
I just like to know what's going on around me.
AM 800 CKLW. I'll be around. Information station. We're always around.
We ask people, what makes McCafe coffee so good?
Smooth, it's delicious, aromatic.
It's fresh, it's fast.
They make it perfect every time.
I like the flavor and also like the value.
You definitely should go try one.
You need to try McDonald's coffee.
You have to try it.
The rich, smooth, and delicious taste of McCafe premium roast coffee.
I'm switching.
Buy any 7 hot McCafe beverages and get the 8th medium free. Only at McDonald's.
Give it a try and it'll be your new favorite.
At participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada. See restaurant for details.
It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor, Essex, an information update with Paul Pedro.
There's a power outage in LaSalle tonight. Power's out in the northwest part of LaSalle, including Front Road, Old Front Road, Ream Road, and the Mortem Terminal. Hydro One has a broken pole, and the outage is to do emergency repairs. Power should be restored by 9 p.m. at the very latest. Windsor's fire chief is concerned by the latest provincial stats showing that Windsor has the highest number of injuries from residential fires per capita in Ontario. Nearly 22 people out of 100,000 are hurt in house fires in Windsor, and Chief Bruce Montone says they need to do a better job of educating the public about not going back into a burning building after they get out. And some Leamington kids will get toys this Christmas thanks to a man who lived in a bus. 35-year-old Carlos Delgado lived in a bus for 52 hours and collected more than 500 toys. AM 800 Sports, the Essex 73s are home to Wheatley tonight in Junior C Hockey. Right now, Essex up 3-0 after one period of play. Leafs play the Penguins tomorrow night, while the Wings battle the Flyers, and the Detroit Lions host the Chicago Bears Thursday afternoon for Thanksgiving. From the AM 800 Weather Center, tonight mainly cloudy, 60% chance of flurries early this evening and a low of minus 5. Tomorrow cloudy, 40% chance of flurries late in the afternoon and a high of 2. Right now in Windsor Essex, minus 1 Celsius, that is 30 Fahrenheit. With the wind chill, it feels like minus 5 Celsius or 23 Fahrenheit. I'm Paul Pedro, AM 800 News.
When you're able to focus your mind and your body, anything is possible.
From 5K runs to half marathons to the full 26.2 miles. We talk about it all on Running Flat Radio, Tuesdays, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Yuzinski, Kelly Steele from the Windsor Star, and Jeremy Barton from the Amherstburg Running Club joins us. And the reason why Jeremy is joining us today is because of his quest. And his quest is to basically run just over 1,000 kilometers in this calendar year. And he is at 920.7 kilometers. There's still hope for you yet, I can tell you that much. So we're just kind of going through the list of what he's run this year, which was a total of 64 local events. And some in Florida as well. Some of the things that really kind of pop out at me is obviously Glass City Marathon, which is, you know, a longstanding marathon in Toledo.
Yep.
That's done really well. Obviously, you had a number of our races in here. You also got Heartbreaker Challenge, which is another Windsor event.
Got the 50-miler that would stop Freaky 50.
Which one's that?
The 50-miler. 50-mile or 50K? 50K
this year.
Would stock a Freaky 50, number 43.
In Hell, Michigan.
Right. And so you've also got the Moon in June, you know, one of Gary's events.
Yep.
Canada Day, Rock Me was in there.
Rock Me Anaphylaxis, yep.
Warrior Dash in Flint, Michigan. Between the Vines?
Between the Vines was in Jackson, Michigan. It was a part of a series called The Thirsty Three.
Okay.
I did it with a couple of lovely ladies in my running group, and we did all three of the events. The first one was a 5K in downtown Detroit. The second one was Between the Vines, which was done in Jackson, Michigan, at a winery. And you got to run Between the Vines, which is actually true. And then the third one was the Scrumpty Skedaddle, which was done in Flushing, Michigan, and it was done at an apple cider facility and an orchard. And so you do all three of those races and you got an extra little thing besides the medals that you receive, because part of this is to get the swag.
Oh, it's totally about the swag.
Yeah, so let's talk about swag for a second. So you must have a freestanding medal rack, because no wall's gonna hold all this.
Yes.
Are they hung up?
Yeah, I designed my own medal rack. And it's prominently in my living room. And
nice.
Yeah, I can add on to it because that's consistently what I'm going to have to, like, for instance.
Does it pretty much go around your whole living room?
No, it's actually one freestanding stand, and it has arms coming out of it at different heights.
Mm-hmm.
And I can add on to it so it can actually go all the way to the ceiling.
Oh, what a great idea.
Yeah.
And honestly, not because Chris is here. Do you have a favorite medal or favorite swag?
Well, I did mention the Michigan Mile. That is my ultimately favorite one because I am a huge Michigan Wolverines fan. So in my truck, I actually have the medal hanging from my rearview mirror.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Now, I guess different. Which one was kind of had a neat little twist to it that you really liked or you would recommend?
The race or
the event itself?
The event.
Yeah.
Well, I like to challenge myself. So when it becomes obstacle courses, I've done the Heartbreak Challenge. I did it last year, their inaugural year. This year, when I did it, they had a double loop series. So, of course, I entered the double loop.
Of course.
Yeah. I just wish that one was timed because I'd like to see how I compare to others and also to myself.
Year over year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have to do it off of my watch. And
now, is there one you really, really want to do that you haven't done yet?
Well, I would like to qualify for Boston. That is my ultimate, that was my goal when I started running, when I was doing a 4 hour and I think it was 35 minute marathon.
What are you at now?
328.
What do you need for Boston?
315.
You're almost there.
You're almost
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, for next year, I'm going to be doing 12 marathons in 12 months.
Of course you are.
Yes. And hopefully I'll be able to qualify in one of those 12 marathons.
That's awesome.
Are you also on top of the 12 marathons? Are you also keeping up the pace of this?
I will be doing local events with Running Flat because I cannot miss the Canada Day.
Well, no one can miss the Canada Day.
Yeah. I'm doing the Gasparilla Complete Series in Tampa Bay this year.
That's one I've been wanting to do, actually. Yeah.
Which is a great medal, by the way.
Oh,
it's a fantastic medal.
Yeah, and they actually have, it's a Michelob Ultra event, which you do four races in 2 days. You do a 15K and a 5K on the Saturday, and you do a half marathon and an 8K on the Sunday. And you receive, the swag that you get is unbelievable. You get 5 medals in total, a nice jacket, 4 shirts.
Wow.
Plus you're running in warmth.
So
in February.
So you must have, 100 shirts?
I have two Rubbermaid containers full of shirts.
That you never wear, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Too funny. Do you have a favorite shirt?
Again?
The Michigan one, right?
Actually, there was one other Michigan race that I did, and it was actually at the University of Michigan. It was called the Trail to the Big House, and they've done it in the past, and it was actually just started again this year, and I actually found it, and I went to it, and it's where you get to run through the tunnel at the stadium. You
that
get to run onto the field. You get, they actually have the banner up of Go Blue, and you get to slap the banner.
Do you have the band?
No band, but no. But you get the stadium, you get the feeling of running onto the field like the players do when you get to see it every Saturday. So that one was memorable for me.
That's very cool. Now, do you have your 12 marathons picked out for next year?
I've got 6 so far.
Where are they?
The first one is in South Carolina in January. Second one is in Fort Lauderdale. Talk about swag. That one has a very nice medal. Some people are very jealous of that one that I'm able to go to that one. And that's my February. March is on my way home from Florida. I will be going, I'm finding a marathon to do in Georgia just so I can get it in for the month of March and it's still better
warm
weather conditions.
Yeah, yeah.
And April is a very interesting one. It's the Foot Levelers Marathon in the Smoky Mountains.
Oh, that'll be tough.
Yeah, it's actually labeled as the hardest road marathon in North America.
I can believe that.
Yeah, so that one's going to be an interesting one. It's through the hills of the Smoky Mountains.
And that'd be pretty beautiful, though, eh?
Yeah. You know, I can't wait to do that one. And then Cincinnati is the Flying Pig is the next one that I plan on doing.
You can never go wrong with that one.
Yeah, and I've never done it because I've always been doing Toledo.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you love it.
Yeah. So I'm hopefully going to enjoy that one too.
So, you know, for those who are just joining us on Running Flat Radio, Jeremy Barton joins us from the Amherstburg Running Club. And Jeremy's been on this quest to run over 1,000 kilometers this year, and he'll reach that. You still got another 5 weeks to go. What's amazing is, you know, to all the new runners, is the variety of runs that are out there for you to actually do. Within, even if you look at the majority of this list, within like a 40-mile radius, I would say probably 80% of these are within 40 miles
us.
Yep.
That, you know, there's such a great variety, and there's so many great races with great race directors and good swag, and you know, it's all available to you. So are there certain websites that you're always surfing through? I mean, you know, like I'm always on Marathon Guide, you know, which is kind of like the Bible of all marathons. Facebook?
Facebook, yes, because other runners, and I've actually met people when I was in, for instance, when I was in Fort Myers, met a gentleman from Indiana. We keep in touch. One of the pacers at Toledo I met, he lives near Benton Harbor, Michigan. He actually paces at Amherstburg.
At Heroes, yep.
Yeah. And so if he happens to post something on Facebook, I might be interested in it if it works within my schedule. And then it's also as I'm new, semi-new to the running, other people have done races, and that comes up over dinner after our social run on a Friday night, and oh, I might want to do that. So then I look into it. There is one website, but I can't think of it right now, that I've started to use.
So why do you run, Jeremy?
Why do I run?
Yeah.
Again, very good question. Ideally, at the beginning of me running, it was to quit smoking.
That's a whole other conversation about runners we're not smokers.
Yeah, we're not going to get into that. But ideally, it was when I started, it was to quit smoking, which did work, and then didn't work, and then worked, and then didn't work. And right now it's not working, but that's besides the point.
You're ripping out these miles and you smoke?
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah,
we
don't want to.
That's a whole other show.
Yeah, it's not something that I'm proud of.
But the reality is, running has done something to your life, or else you wouldn't have embarked on trying to knock out 1,000K in 1 year through 70 some odd events, and you know, because it's time consuming.
There's an expense to it too.
Correct, but it's not the time consuming where, you know, you're just lacing up and you're going on at 4 o'clock in the morning and you're knocking miles out to put 125 in a week. Mm-hmm. It's not that. Yeah. It's the actual, you're searching for it, you're finding it, you're scheduling it into your life.
Yep.
You're showing up. Like, I mean, that in itself is extremely time consuming. So running must be doing something to your life.
Oh, it's improving it, because would I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday morning to go to a race if I hadn't signed up for that race? Would I even be getting up at 6 o'clock on Sunday morning to go for a training run? Probably not. The racing, going to the race gets me myself running.
Right.
And you were saying too that you've met a lot of friends, so you're finding that kind of the social aspect of it too is appealing?
Yes, exactly. Like, for instance, I'm doing the Turkey Trot drumstick double on Thursday in Detroit.
Of course you are.
Of course I am. And going to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go across the border to actually just find a parking spot and sit in a car for an hour and a half. Before the race even starts.
That's a great race.
You could be sitting in a Walmart parking lot at 4 o'clock in the morning.
You will never see me.
So, look, the other big thing about running, like Kelly alluded to, is the entire social aspect of it. And one of the things that, because I'm part of the same running group you're in, we've got a lot of fantastic people in the Amherst Running Club.
Yeah, yeah.
And just as, you know, there's a lot of fantastic people in the Bell River Running Club and, you know, and Baldwin Park Runners,
SRG,
and Kelly's social,
SRG.
SRG, Kelly's crew. I don't want to miss any. Help me out, guys. Kingsville, Leamington, Wheatley.
Blue Heron,
Blazers, yep.
Have I got them all?
Yeah.
We probably missed one.
LaSalle.
LaSalle, that's awesome. Thank you.
Well, they have a Facebook, but it hasn't LaSalle really runners. Materialized to my knowledge.
But having said that, there's something magical about having those people there. They're your support group. They're also kind of your running partners. They're the folks that you socialize with. And they're also the reason why on a Friday afternoon you go, oh, the weather's crappy, but you know what?
I got to meet them.
You got to go meet them.
Yep.
And, you know, that in itself has got to be a big motivation
for you. Oh, it is. Yep. Yep. I wouldn't have been able to do what I've done without that group.
There you go.
Yep.
You've been listening to Running Flat Radio on AM800 CKLW. We'll be right back after these messages.
About saving big at Tecumseh Mall, but it's also about giving too. On Black Friday, Tecumseh Mall opens at 8 a.m. Get there early for doorbuster deals and hourly giveaways. Shop the Black Friday sales all weekend and enter for your chance to win a big screen TV. Details at TecumsehMall.com. Plus, ARMS will be there to broadcast the Noon Report live. Be sure to drop off new unopened toys or cash donations to the Windsor Firefighters and Sparky's Toy Drive. Shop, save, and give back at Tecumseh Mall. Black Friday with Sparky's Toy Drive. Sponsored by AM 800.
Hi, welcome to The Source.
Hello, I'm Peppermint, Santa's head elf.
Hi, Peppermint.
Yes, hi. Santa sent me here to find out what the big deal was.
Well, we've got great gifts like portable speakers, tablets, wireless headphones.
Yes, but do you sell handcrafted wooden horses?
No.
And where's your choo-choo train aisle?
We don't have one.
That's what I thought.
Give gifts Santa can't this Christmas. Like the Microsoft Surface Pro 3. Plus save $20 on Microsoft Office 365 when you buy any tablet or laptop. The Source. I want that.
This is a song about the flu. You can get it from a chair or from a desk, which isn't fair. You can get it from a touch, though that doesn't seem like much. It can travel through the air. It's a germ, so it don't care. So here's what you can do. Get the shot and stop the flu.
You can't always protect your kids from others, so get free flu shots for your family. Visit ontario.ca/flu for a location near you. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. Mainly cloudy tonight and a low of minus 5. Cloudy tomorrow, a 40% chance of flurries late in the afternoon and a high of 2. Cloudy again Wednesday night, a 40% chance of flurries and a low of minus 2. More clouds Thursday, 40% chance of flurries and a high of 1. Mix of sun and cloud Friday and a high of 0. Once again tonight, mainly cloudy and a low of minus 5. Tomorrow, cloudy, a 40% chance of flurries late in the afternoon and a high of 2.
This Black Friday, 7 will get you 90. During the 7 days of the Black Friday sales event at your Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram retailer. Don't pay for 90 days and get total discounts up to $8,100 on Dodge Grand Caravan and Dodge Journey. Both just $19,995. All that and 90 days payment free financing. But hurry, it all fades to black November 28th. See your Dodge retailer today.
Subscribing to HBO just got even better. For the first time ever, TV's premium, all current HBO shows are available from the beginning.
Yeah, let me see what you got.
Every season, every episode, on demand and on TMN Go.
Magnificent.
I will rule.
Game of Thrones, Boardwalk Empire, True Detective, The Newsroom, True Blood, and many more.
Change is coming.
Here it comes!
Subscribe now, because HBO Canada just got even better.
Helping you achieve your personal best.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Yuzinski, Kelly Steele from Windsor Star. One of the things I do want to talk about, since we are talking about the social aspects of running and the Amherstburg Running Club and Jeremy Barton, is Kelly's crew. I mean, it is a social group.
It is.
It just happens to run.
But it's a special group because we're all women. And that's kind of the appeal of Kelly's crew.
Right.
It's a half full marathon clinic that I coach, and it's just for women. And there's kind of that, there's that nice atmosphere. There's, you know, it's just a group of women. We get out, you know, we can talk about our significant others. We can talk about our kids. We can talk about whatever we want to. We can talk about our bras rubbing or chafing. And there's no one around that's going to be bothered by it. And it's kind of cool because Kelly's crew is going to be, we're on a bit of a hiatus right now with the cold weather. Come January, we kick off again. January 17th is when we start off again. And that clinic will be going, everyone who's joining will be training for Le Chocolat.
Le Chocolat. When does that clinic start?
That clinic's going to start January 17th. And so anyone who's interested can either email me, my email's always in the paper, ksteele@windsorstar.com, or find me on Facebook. There's Kelly's crew site plus Kelly Steele. And I think, you know, I think what a lot of women like, running's hard. Training for a marathon, training for a half marathon is really hard. And you know, like, I'm not a fool. I know that anyone
motivation's
can,
hard.
Well, yeah, I know anyone can go on internet and they can print out a training program. They can train for it. But you know what you need? You need someone who's going to yell and scream. Someone who you're going to have to answer to if you miss your hill training on a Thursday night or your speed workout on Friday night, or you're supposed to rip out a 13-miler on a Saturday morning and just choose not to go. You know, when you're part of a group, like Jeremy was saying, you don't want to let those people down. And plus, people know that I'm going to be at that top of the hill yelling at them to do their hill repeats. And so, you know, there's someone to answer to. And it seems to work really well. Plus, we have really cool gear. Our gear is very cool.
It's very, very cool.
And that's why I can't have men in the group, because it's pink and I don't want to change my colors.
Yeah. Unless you're Jim Crist.
Exactly.
But you know, one of the things too that I notice about Kelly's crew is you guys always stay at the finish line to bring in the rest of that crew.
Yep, we do. We know we've been together for 16 weeks of training.
Right.
So we've seen people with their good runs, with their bad runs. And so we know how hard everyone's trained for that one moment when you cross the finish line. So yeah, that's what I love about the group. It's important for everyone to stand there. And it's not me saying everyone get to that finish line. Everyone wants to be there so they can see the very last person, and everyone's hugging and telling each other how proud they are of each other. Like, it really is my favorite part about the clinic, is watching those people and watching the rest of the people just high five and hug everyone and tell them how proud they are.
And any woman can join Kelly's crew.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, all you need to do is you need to have your miles up to about 5 miles, because we kick off the program right away. But you know, I get people all the time. You know, I'm too slow. I'm going to be the last person.
You're
well,
never
you know what?
Too slow.
Exactly. There's 20 other people who told me they're going to be the slowest person in the group, and no one ever is.
Yeah, I'm the slowest person in the group. Come on.
So yeah, so we're always looking. It's always open for more people to come and join. You know, there is a fee. It's not really it's a clinic. It's
right.
You know, I coach. But, you know, I think the majority of people, you know, the group's growing like crazy, and we travel around. We're starting to do some other races. Obviously, we always support the local races. They're important to us.
Awesome. So there's a whole bunch of things that have been announced as well this week.
Yeah, and there's one big one that I was going to ask you about. What's this whole you want to replace Gion on Q?
Well, okay, so the Gion Gomeshi Q CBC National Radio Program kerfuffle, the issue that happened.
Slight kerfuffle.
It's like, yeah, lost his job, sued him for $55 million, decide now today that he's not going to sue them.
I saw that.
Anyway, we know all the politics around that. Good friend of mine at the CBC said, hey, throw your name in the ring to be the new host of Q. So I did. And, you know, we did a short demo tape, like a 10-minute kind of air check of you know, what lots of stuff that's happened in the last 39, 40 shows here. And so I got a letter last week saying that I've officially been accepted as a candidate to host Q.
Which I
thought was just, I was over the top. I just thought that would be absolutely wonderful. Even, but you know, you're up against, you know, Norm MacDonald, Jason Priestley, you know, Jan Arden. You're against.
You never know. Maybe they're looking for someone different. Someone who
Who's been married for 21 years, has two kids, lives in rural Southern Ontario.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There you go.
Pretty grounded guy.
Hey, that guy talked to Don Cherry.
Yeah. And Grapes, you know, actually took his phone call.
No, good luck with that. You know, it's pretty cool that they accepted it. And I think that's awesome, Chris.
Yeah. And I think there's some amazing talent at the CBC. I mean, I've always been a huge fan of Brent Bambury's, you know, when he's at Brave
They've
New
been
Waves.
Been a fan of Gion's.
You know, 25 years. And yeah, I think he's done an amazing job for arts and entertainment, you know, in not just Canada, but also what he's done with NPR, you know, by pushing the show into the United States. And, and you know, he became a big celebrity doing that, right?
He became a huge celebrity.
Right. And, you know, and then had all kinds of celebrity issues that went along with that. And that's just the way it goes.
Skeletons don't stay in the closet.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? I look forward to the process, whatever the CBC has as a process, and I look forward to it. And
so they say when you're going to hear from them?
I have no idea, really. It's a long process. It'll probably take 6 months.
But still, it's pretty cool that you're this far with it.
Congratulations. I'm more than happy to be a candidate and look forward to the experience. But you have been listening to Running Flat Radio. Jeremy Barton has been our guest from the Amherstburg Running Club, talking about his quest. You, sir, will get to 1,000 kilometers. I am sure of it. Not to worry at all. And congratulations on your win at Zombie Chase this year.
Thank you very much.
Because you did win that. And, you know, next week we got a big, big announcement. Canada Day will be set in stone, and we'll have the gift cards out. We do have Song of the Week, which we'll pull up behind us right now. You know, the Song of the Week, you know,
it is
Thanksgiving.
No.
It is American Thanksgiving this week. So I had to bring out one of my favorite Christmas songs by The Killers, and it's the Great Big Sled. You've been listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW. Keep running.